Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Jay Bird. It is Friday. Yeah. 28th of July. Next Friday will not be a July Friday. It will be an August Friday. In fact, next Tuesday will be not a July Tuesday, but an August Tuesday. And so in tribute, it's Et Tu Brute goes away because Julius got it in the back and Augustus takes over. In the Roman Empire, and that's why we have July and August. But we've been through that, I think. We've connected with people.
We did, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just, I'm still trying to wrap my head around the fact that we are only days away from August. Like,
I know.
And yeah. I feel like every time we have this conversation, it's like, when did that happen? But for real, when did that happen?
Right. Well, it may be good because it'll mean it's a quicker end of the heat wave. In the meantime, how are you cooling down? Have you taken our advice or the advice that's around, a lot of it around? Because this weekend here in the Northeast is going to be a hot one. And even though it'll be over, actually, in the next 24 hours it'll be over. We had, the thing is, everybody gets, we have our Thursday farmers market as an example of what goes on. So the news media forecasts this horrible tornadic atmosphere. We're going to have tornadoes, winds 70 miles an hour. You better hide. You better get cover. You better stay out of the, you know, all that stuff. And we had maybe about 15 or 20 minutes of moderate rain. The sky was cloudy and there were thunder, you know, lightning strikes, that kind of stuff. But we didn't have if I saw this once, it was all day long. Yeah, they'll be under a heat advisory. Possible heat index values between 95 and 100. Possible. Never got there. Heat index. It's going to be miserable, awful. It was a hot summer day. Ended in a thunder shower, which happens on a hot summer day. So are you falling for all of this? I ask you generally and specifically wherever you are. And this is just one example of so many. And I know that I mention it and maybe it sounds like I'm complaining or blah, blah. What do you do about it? What I'm suggesting, usually if I present a problem, I try to come up with a suggested a way to get around it or a way to work with it, a way to overcome it. So,
well,
in this circumstance,
this happens every time around this time of year, but also so do the warnings. It does seem that it's always like, oh, there's going to be, you're under a tornado watch. There's a big storm coming through, and then really nothing ever happens. But then it also depends on where you are. In the north, it seems like that more often than not. In the south, it seemed like things really did happen, though.
Well, yeah. Hot down south because you're closer to the equator. That's why those places are, in fact, all year long, temperate. It's the temperate zone, which is closer to the equator. The closer you are to the equator, the warmer it's going to be on both sides of the fence. That is the northern hemisphere and the southern hemisphere. That's just the way it is. So the practical side of this discussion is, what do you do if you need to get out of the heat? Okay, most public libraries have air conditioning. So you go into the public library, you read a book, you know, they're open, most of the time they're open in the evening, and some places leaving the libraries open longer. So you can go in and get out of the heat. Libraries, most communities have senior centers. You have one there where you are, right?
I think everyone does, yes, yeah.
And those are always air conditioned, so you can, you know, just move into there. Maybe you bring a sandwich. Hello. Maybe you bring a few, visit a restaurant, bring a few things in for other folks that may be in there that haven't had a meal. Maybe they've been there for a long time. But at any rate, I just thought that we'd play with that for just a moment or two because there are so many other things to play with. The charts for the week that we'll be talking about on the Talk Radio Countdown Show and on the Talk Radio Review. Let's see what's just a little bit of a, just a preview. The Fed hikes the interest rates. Boy, have I made myself clear on that. And I think we'll probably have more of that conversation because Jennifer Horn will join Jay and I for that. The heat wave is a focus because not only is it happening here, it's happening all over the globe. But is it any worse? That's always the question. And the answer is there are plenty of examples of this sort of thing having gone on for millennia, for the history of the planet, as far as that's concerned. So what else do we have that's probably new in here that we can get Jennifer all cranked up about? How about impeaching Biden? Okay, we'll talk about that. Yeah, that's a preview. And then there's the movie Barbie. Have you seen the movie Barbie yet?
I want to.
Yeah, thought you probably would. I went to see Oppenheimer last night.
How do you like it?
It was because the weather wasn't so hot, so I couldn't do work outside. It was very compelling, well done. The acting is superb. Robert Downey, remember I said the other day, Robert Downey Jr. said it was the best role he ever had?
Yes.
He doesn't look like. You have to look 2, 3, 4 times at him. Is that Robert Downey Jr.? Really? They've made him up to look so old, and he's a bad guy, basically. I'm not going to give much away. The way up and on. But the story is, there are 2 or 3 subplots to the story. Christopher Nolan is trying to get across is how we treated people during the McCarthy era that were supposed to be communists. That's part of the story. And it's a real, you're annoyed when you understand how this guy, who pretty much through his scientific knowledge and his work ethic, was able to put together the formula and to build in Los Alamos the bomb that ended the war. And then how he was dismissed. I don't give away too much of it. Anyway, you see the movie and you get the idea. This portion of the program brought to you by Progressive Insurance, which will provide you with insurance for your motorcycles, for your boats, for your RVs. You want protection on the road and on the water. You can save a lot of dough at 800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive.com is also the website. We can go to check it all out. This is the story of a police officer, Jay, down in Georgia, found himself a new gaming buddy this week. The Hopeville Police Department, with their story about one of their officers who surprised a young boy with a PlayStation. Officer Coleman is his name. Was called to the scene, got some calls to get a young boy removed from the neighborhood. However, when he got there, he found out that this youngster was in the area because he wanted to do yard work. He was asking, he was knocking on the door, can I cut your grass? Can I trim your hedges? Can I pull your weeds?
And
they were complaining about it.
Save up so he could buy his own PlayStation.
Yeah. So, you know, the police guy, he went out and bought the kid a PlayStation and gave it to him. Good for him.
They said that this young man was polite, respectful, truthful.
Yeah. What's the matter with people? Everybody's so afraid. This is back to the news media. If you see something, say something. Well, there are a lot of criminals and crooks, but there have always been a lot of criminals and crooks. Everybody's not a criminal, and everybody's not a crook. And it's time we sort of put the guns away and stop thinking everybody was a crook. We're being psyched into thinking that our world is full of bad guys. And as is exemplified by that story, that police officer, good guy, the youngster, well-motivated, well-intentioned, so you're going to carry the kid away because he's knocking on doors and disturbing people? Get a life.
Yeah, and if you live in a home where you do not want somebody knocking, have a no soliciting
sign.
We see those all the time of like, newborn is sleeping. If you knock, the dog will bark and the baby will wake up and we will be upset, blah, 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 blah. But to test what you were saying, Doug, it is a dangerous world. There are a lot of people who have bad intentions, but not everybody. It's important to know your surroundings, have some experience, at least with self-defense, maybe go to a self-defense course. So if you do come across a bad person, you can protect yourself. But don't assume everybody is a bad person. Wait until,
Grow up.
Don't just react as if everybody's a bad person because, oh, that's awful. And it's kind of like the mentality of, oh, that's a horrible way to live. But at the same time, that's the reason so many people are dying.
Yep. All right, let's see if we can crank up the interest in the Mega Millions jackpot. Maybe we don't have to because it's at $910 million at the moment. One in 302 million. There are your chances. Pretty good. Go buy a ticket. You got to pay a lot of taxes, but you're still going to have a lot more money than you do now. Let's see. Your lump sum payout is $462 million. If you win tonight, 30 years of payments would be, $2 million a year or two or something like that. Anyway,
I always get Mega Millions and Powerball confused, but one of them has kind of a tiered payout where you get, if you do the annual payments, you get one lump sum, and then every year that amount goes up. Like, you get more and more and more of that lump sum every year, and I think the other one is they're equal payments.
Well, the other side of that is the cash payout. If you take the amount that I was talking about, you pay $111 million in taxes. How about that? So you go from 462 right away, you go down to 352. That still is something that'll help your it'll help your life considerably, probably, hopefully. And so there you go. The installment plan. Let's see here. Annual payments of $30 million. Sorry, I was at $20 million. $30 million. And, they go up and down. I think you're right. Some, they start at 30 and they go down to 19. Imagine, how could you settle for $19 million a year? No. Well, yeah, maybe. So, let's see here. Some states, Forbes magazine says, like Florida, Texas, California, do not charge income tax on lottery winnings. So those are the places to buy the tickets. Got it? So get on a plane, go to Florida today, buy a ticket, go to Dallas where James is in our main studio in Dallas. Go buy some tickets for us, James, would you please?
Yes,
18
sir.
After here on Good Day.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
Did you know one in four car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced? O'Reilly Auto Parts will test your battery for free. If your battery needs to be replaced, our professional parts people can help you find the right Super Start battery for your vehicle and budget. Don't wait. Get your battery tested for free today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey y'all, my name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A spicy chicken biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory, then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the spicy chicken biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for their testimonials.
Delivery's at the door. Can someone please unlock?
It's been an eventful afternoon with a spike in bookings at Claudia's event space.
We'd love to host Mermaid Fest.
She was already planning on having more event planners on hand.
500? That's a lot of tails.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Beachy Beach Boys. Alright, let's get the headlines from the social media department. Lots of people are talking about the announcement that came from the Eagles late yesterday. Randy Meisner, 77 years of age, founding member of the Eagles, one of the great bands, I think, anyway, when you think about Don Henley.
Oh, absolutely.
And you think about Glenn Frey. You think about the music that they've cooked up. The reason for his dying and a tribute to him coming right up here on Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Randy Meisner, one of the founding members of the Eagles, known for singing lead on the group's enduring hit, Take It to the Limit, has died.
Take it to the limit, one more time.
Blessed with a sweet, soulful voice and a flair for mellow melodies, Meisner helped shape the sound of country rock in the early 1970s. First as a member of Poco, then as the bassist for the Eagles, which he co-founded in 1971 alongside Glenn Frey, Don Henley, and Bernie Ledden.
Welcome to the Hotel California.
Meisner was a steady presence on the group's classic 70s albums, contributing at least one lead vocal and co-writing credit on every Eagles record recorded through 1976, including blockbuster hits One of These Nights and Hotel California. We remember the Eagles, Randy Meisner.
You know what I found out, what I had forgotten, but I think I knew it earlier on. He started with Ricky Nelson in the Stone Canyon Band. He was their vocalist, and he played the bass. And interestingly enough, he quit just before that Christmas show where Ricky Nelson and the rest of the members of the band died in an airplane. They didn't crash. They just the plane caught fire because somebody was freebasing. They started a fire in the plane. I don't know if you know that story. And I don't want to make that the main part of the story here because we're talking about the Eagles. We're talking about Randy Meisner, Desperado, big time there.
Take It to the Limit. Oh, that's a great one.
Right. So Randy Meisner inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame back in 1988 when the Eagles went in. Isn't it funny how some of the bands like this went in early and then other bands from that same era took so long? I'm thinking about the Moody Blues, for example, who were every bit as successful as the Eagles, but yet the politics of it didn't work. Anyway, so he had COPD, big smoker. I wouldn't be surprised there were a little bit of drug use in there at some point in time.
So young,
77.
So young.
Right. Yep. But think about how these guys get discovered. Think about what their life is like. He had a great vocal range. So that was, some people are just born to do certain things. And this guy found out early that he was good at music back in the early 60s, late 50s, and turned it into something that was
making
great lifestyle.
Harmonizing. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Perfect. So the passing of Randy Meisner is in our focus here at 28 After on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, when properly introduced, dogs living together under one roof can learn to be best friends, and so can dogs and birds, birds and fish, dogs and fish, cats and fish, even mice. It's simply a matter of negotiating their differences and desensitizing the offending pet to his new housemate. Pet owners make their biggest mistake by just plunking down a new pet into your dog's face. In fact, any instant addition to the family, whether animal or human, may be enough to upset the balance in a dog's life. To understand how they're feeling, think about how you would feel if someone suddenly and unexpectedly moved into your home on a long-term basis. Life would become abruptly different. It's so important to make the first pet or the second pet in the household feel good about the new arrival of the first. So you want to do it gradually. If it's dog to dog, try to introduce them on neutral turf. If it's a cat, if you could bring the scent of the cat into your home on a stuffed animal before the real cat comes in, that'll make all the difference in the world. Equal time, separate time, family time, everyone sooner or later will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZ.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. economy grew faster than expected in the second quarter as labor market resilience underpinned consumer spending, while businesses boosted investment in equipment, potentially keeping a much-feared recession at bay. GDP increased at a 2.4% annualized rate last quarter, the Commerce Department said in their advance estimate of second quarter GDP numbers on Thursday. President Biden is laying out his plan to combat extreme heat conditions gripping the country. The president announces that he wants Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert.
It clarifies that workers have federal heat-related protections. We should be protecting workers from hazardous conditions, and we will. And those states where they do not, I'm going to be calling them out.
Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Good day.
Call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Aha! Now you got hot and sweaty with this one, Jay. Alright. I got my toes tapping. I'm going to snap my fingers a little.
Shoulders are shimmying.
Yes, Jay Kirshner, Judge Stephan in the mood on summertime. Well, it's a Friday in the middle of the summer, so it's hot. It's summertime, summertime, summertime. It's also National Soccer Day. So if you have an urge, or isn't it one of those words, an urge? How do you form what do you do with your mouth? Kick a ball, or kick a rock, or kick a pile of manure on the farm, whatever it is. People have that irresistible urge to do it. That's why soccer is so popular, among a lot of different reasons for it. So I don't know how logical all that sounds, but soccer has been around for a long time. The ancient Chinese played a type of soccer called kuju. The ball was made out of leather and feathers. That sounds like... Leather and feather. Sounds like somebody who would work in a strip club. Anyway, kuju later spread to Japan, known there as kamari. The Aztecs played a game called Olama. Ba was considered a symbol of the sun. Let's see here. The Mesoamericans used rubber balls. So now, fast forward to modern times, soccer, actually in the modern era, traced back to London. Maybe that's why there are so many soccer teams in England, right? So many. Manchester United is, my son-in-law was a soccer player in college, and he's gotten Miles, my grandson, interested. So I bought them a soccer ball to kick around while they were here visiting. And they're having a great time. Isn't it funny how you can get so much pleasure out of something so simple in a manner of speaking? Or there's so much focus on something as well. It doesn't, when we watch it and they call it football and we call it soccer, mm-hmm. you watch those games and you think, what's there about this?
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Got to not take a header though.
It's happening right now too.
You got to stay away from the headers. Yeah. What'd you say? What's going on? Yeah, there's a lot of activity right now.
Yeah, the Women's World Cup.
Yep. Who's winning, by the way? Who's ahead?
They're still doing the group play.
Ah, all right.
Which is essentially like round robin.
Yeah, as opposed to rockin' robin. This portion of the program brought to you by this opportunity from 541 Travels. Wish I could tell you how many people have sent in the last couple of weeks since we started doing this their satisfaction with winning two, sometimes three free nights. Apparently, there's one of those, it's kind of like the daily double on Jeopardy. You can get two nights. Most people get two nights. Some people get three. Just by calling 800-419-DOUG. Okay, so why not do that right now? While you're thinking about it, you want to go away for the weekend? First 10 callers get those two free nights, maybe three, by calling that number, 800-419-DOUG, which translates to 3684. So easy. Nobody's going to ask any questions. All you have to do, you don't have to buy anything. Just call the number, 800-419-DOUG. They say, Doug, it's got to be a hitch. No, there's no hitch. You may want to stay longer, and you'll have to pay for those nights, but what the heck? You get started with two nights, and then you go from there, all right? Lots going on in Las Vegas, so check it out. You can go to gooddayshow.com as well, and you can get them there. You can sign up. Use the number 800-419-DOUG for the quickest response. You got those numbers, 800-419-3684. Your chance to win now. How about them apples? Bunga bunga. Okay, the AM for Every Vehicle Act, which is something we've certainly watched closely here with good reason, has passed the House and moving on to the Senate. Yesterday, the chairman of the Senate the Commerce Committee passed the news out that the committee had voted to push the AM for Every Vehicle Act onto the Senate floor, so that'll take place today. And then maybe this thing will be put to bed. What I'm interested in knowing is what's going to happen to the companies like Volvo, a Chinese company, now not a Swedish company, that has said, nope, we're going to ignore the law. So if that's the case, are they prohibited from selling cars in America because they won't follow the law? What's good is the law.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what I would think. Or also how sometimes maybe somebody buys something overseas and then they transport it to the U.S. and we have to have a boatload of money for that. But anyway, it is possible. Would they be prohibited from getting the whatever state license plate for their vehicle to actually get it registered because it's not able to do AM radio?
That's a good question. Yep. National Association of Broadcasters pushing this. All the Washingtonians, senators, Democrat Malarkey from Massachusetts, Ed Markey. And there's two, if there are two guys more unlikely to sponsor a bill, I don't know who they are. They're both a couple of gas bags. Democrat Markey from Massachusetts and Ted Cruz, you want to lose, vote for Cruz from Texas. They were the ones that pushed this bill along. And so I think you're going to see. And there was also Amy Klobuchar, who somebody that I actually quite like, from Minnesota. She is one of the co-sponsors pushing it along. She's been working to pass this act, and now, as they suggest there, one step closer. Chairman of the FCC says AM radio plays it. Well, all this stuff is just, okay, we all know. The gas bags in Washington are going to say, yep, it's good. I haven't seen anybody who really means anything, and I know that's a pejorative statement, anybody who really knows anything or means anything who's against this, except some of these kids who run these digital. We don't need that. You want to listen to AM radio? Bring your device. Stick it in the car. Well, sir, take your device and stick it someplace else, please, because it belongs in the car. Excuse me, not to put too fine a point on it. Here's some sad news. 100 whales have died. They were stranded off the coast of Australia. So in the last 24 hours, dozens, well, they've counted 100 or more, but apparently a bunch of others who were stuck that didn't die, they have euthanized. They stranded themselves on a beach. Imagine that. Who has to make that decision, right? You got to shoot them because that's what they do.
Well, I mean, if with that many up there, they're suffering and they're going to die anyway before you can get them back into the water. It's almost the more kind thing to do at that point. Yeah.
Kind of scary, though, in a sense.
It's heartbreaking.
How do you explain that to how do you explain that to your child, your grandchild? How do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, this is from the Stupid Is As Stupid Does Department. A man now facing federal charges after he grabbed two flight attendants and tried to kiss them. Good for you, sir. This is a Southwest flight from Palm Springs to Las Vegas. FBI special agents filed a complaint against this guy. According to documents, man was charged with two counts of simple assault. William Morgan is his name. Got out of his seat before the plane touched the ground, approached the flight attendant in her jump seat, the flight attendant got up from her seat. Morgan put his arms around her shoulders and demanded a kiss before he went back to sit down. He said he was going to have a panic attack if the flight attendant didn't go to the bathroom with them.
Oh, my goodness.
Winga bunga, where do these people come from? Okay, so this is even more stupid is as stupid does. You ready for this one? Judge in Oklahoma being investigated after video showed she was using her cell phone to text, and she was on Facebook during a murder trial.
Of a two-year-old. This is a toddler's murder, and this is disgusting, and I understand that this is probably a situation where it was just so heavy, maybe you need a mental break, but not during this 2-year-old victim deserves so much more respect from the judge. Come on, man.
Yeah,
ma'am.
Judge. Yep. All right, let's see what we can find going on in our country's parks. 93-year-old man is on his way up to the tallest peak in Yosemite, summited Half Dome, thanks to his son and the help of his granddaughter. The guy's name is Everett Kalin. He's from Oakland. Completed this. This has got to be at 93, no matter what age you are. I mean, no matter how old you are. This is very strenuous. Took him 3 days. He may be the oldest person to ever climb this piece of rock. He said, I didn't realize how tricky it would be, especially at my age. Well, good for you, sir. Don't let age get in the way. And then the cables, by the way, you're on your own. Right? Granddaughter, Sydney's 19, held on to him for support. His son, John, also. John says, he's as stubborn as a mule. When he sets his mind to something, he's going to do it. Kept proving me wrong every step of the way. He didn't think his son didn't think he could make it. So there. Good for you, sir.
Yeah, this is great.
Prove your son wrong. Do it for yourself.
When he first turned 90, he started kind of thinking of a list of things that he really wanted to do with the years he had
bucket left list.
And what he wanted to accomplish, especially because, to a degree, he still can. Yeah. And the Half Dome just kept popping in his mind, so he was like, you know what, let's do it.
5,000 feet. So, good. Again, there's not a lot of help going up there. He prepared by climbing the stairs in his apartment building up and down every day, 17 stories. That's good for your legs, good for your heart, good for your psyche, much as anything else. He did a lot of walking, and so this is really something to be proud of, sir. I'm proud of you. Even if you were huffing and puffing, you made it. You did it. And a spectacular. All three of the generations, too, doing it. I think that's cool. The granddaughter, the grandson doing it together. I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, the son, the granddaughter.
Yeah, right.
And that's so great.
All right, so let's cap this half hour with the story of a teenager who saved his brother, who is being swept out to sea. Right? You saw this. The hero is Kayla Gamaj, 14 years old, the mother apparently, well, think about this. Put yourself in this position. He says to his mother, I might not be back, as he runs out to save his younger brother. I may not be back, Mom. So he's 14, 12-year-old brother, they said he was a good swimmer. But he couldn't resist being ripped off his feet by these big waves breaking on shore.
Yeah.
And you get tired really fast. And so his older brother saw that, and he said, okay, I'm going. He didn't say it. He just did it.
Yeah. He ran out and said, Mom, I might not come back.
Yeah. So there's much more of that good stuff.
They both
are
safe. They both made it out of this alive.
Yep. That's a good thing. Also a good thing, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Don't forget, you can get all your car care needs by seeing the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless face. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.
Joining us now for a regular visit. She is a regular visitor. Always welcome, because she always has that bright, uplifting overview. And maybe that's because she had success at a point in her past. She decided she wanted to lose some weight, and she found out about this product called Calitrin. So now Elizabeth Miller is happy to tell you she lost 40 pounds on it. Now, okay, Elizabeth, can I take Calitrin if I'm on a heart medication?
Always, yes. We actually have doctors who recommend it, heart doctors who recommend it. We've even got doctors who take it, doctors, nurses.
All right, let's talk about the deal right now. You go to toploss.com, which is the website for Calitrin. What can we expect if we decide we want to buy 90-day supply?
Right now, we've got a Christmas in July sale, so we've got discounts on every single month of Calitrin, plus we've got our unlimited buy three, get three free. So whether you've got 5 pounds to lose or 135 pounds, we can help you do it, and you can save big on this sale.
Check it out at toploss.com.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
All right, 53 after now on the Good Day program. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, focused on food, farm, and family. You can go to foodfarmfamily.com any day, any old time, to bring yourself up to date on some of the things that we've talked about. Most recently in the download, we discussed how your genes may influence what you eat. So check that out at foodfarmfamily.com. Here's the recall. Actually, a couple of recalls today, Jay. Trader Joe's once again in the list. Wow, this is disappointing.
I know. What is going on with Trader Joe's?
Yeah, it's really not great. They're recalling thousands and thousands of cases of their soup products because they contain bugs. Good God. The recall notice says that Trader Joe's broccoli cheddar soup has insects in it. But, yeah, what is the matter with them? The manufacturer is Winter Gardens Quality Foods. Yeah, right, exactly. In New Oxford, Pennsylvania, not quite. So thousands and thousands of cases of this soup product sold at Trader Joe's all around the country. Because the same stuff, you can go to a Trader Joe's anywhere and find the same stuff.
Yeah, and the soup, specifically the broccoli cheddar, is a popular item.
Yeah,
it,
right.
That's, my goodness. They what recently had rocks and cookies. There were some other things.
They've got to get their
act contaminated
together,
products or the wrong product made it into the wrong labels.
I've always liked
allergy alerts.
My daughter goes, we went the other day when she got here to Trader Joe's to buy stuff. We didn't buy any of that stuff. All right, so let's see what else. Romaine lettuce being recalled because of rodents. C&E Farms, huge grower of produce, Oxnard, California, recalling bins of romaine lettuce because the product contains rodent droppings. The details are posted online. Recall was initiated actually a little while back. It's ongoing. The recall, this is for people, this is interesting, because mostly it's people in the Northeast, Massachusetts, especially in the Midwest, Minnesota. So C&E Farms, if you're buying this stuff, any packaged lettuce, you're liable to have anything in it, because they don't wash it right. rodent droppings. Right. There's good management for you. Bring it back. Get your money back. Let's see here. The federal government is investigating. I think I told this story on the American Family Farmer this week. So you can hear that. Download AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. And it's on, the full show is on many of these same stations over the weekend. There are 30 states, yeah, I know I did, announcing a bipartisan effort to bring down the costs and increase your choices. So we'll be able to follow that, see what happens. Investigating price gouging. Of course there's price gouging. These people fix the prices. And we in our country continue to support. It's hard, actually, not to, because there are only four or five grocery store owners in the entire country. They own all big grocery store chains. There's some regional stores and local stores, I was thinking of Gelson's in Los Angeles, that are moderately independent. But anyway, apparently there's no real federal statute, Jay, addressing price gouging, so state enforcement is what's important, and that's why it's being done on the state level. So there's that. But we know it. Right? You know you're getting gouged. You see, it's like the gas station. There's monopolies there. They all say, oh, we're going to serve you better. Prices will be lower. You get better. Mm-hmm. No, never. Never, never, never does that happen.
What's going on? Why is the price of ginger going up? Have you noticed that? Ginger? The price has gone up with ginger? What's going on with ginger?
I don't know. It's good for you, though. I know that much. Anheuser-Busch laying off hundreds of corporate employees because they're being hammered by people who are upset after the Bud Light, the advertisement with that, whoever it was, I forget who it was, the boycott has continued. Was it Dylan Mulvaney, right? Transgender person who supposedly...
Yes, and it was a thing on social media. It was a partnership on social media where she posted stuff for her social media, sponsored by them, but it's not like it was even an ad that was all over
ridiculous
TV or on radio or anything like that.
So 400 people have lost their job because of that boycott. But I can hear somebody say in the background, we teach them, man. They're not any of those gay guys, those transgender people. We don't want them. And so that's the, well, not the end of Bud Light, but certainly the sales have gone way back, way down.
It's so absurd. Why does anybody care?
Last 6 weeks.
Who cares who's drinking what, as long as it's legal? And it's like a 12-year-old or something.
Drink up. I'll drink to that, Jay. All right, let's make it 59 past the hour. You want to? Because that's what it really is here on Good Day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.